Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Solly Kroc, co-founder of the Apartheid Museum in Soweto, and he's a philanthropist, and he has started an initiative called Keep the Wolf from the Door. Good morning, Solly Kroc. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed and I'm getting younger, young lady.
You know what? I am so proud of you. I am so incredibly proud of you. You just keep going. You just keep going.
Johnny Walker, I'm like the Johnny Walker man, I suppose.
Exactly.
And if we add with them, she charged them.
Solly, tell us about this this initiative that you started, Keeping the Wolf from the Door.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Around about April, I was chatting by text to Adrian Gore. I said, you know what's troubling me is, what happens when the world finds a vaccine and they find medication to cure the epidemic of COVID? Say, Solly, we must do something for the long term. She said to me, oh, you're turning 91 shortly, and I think you should walk 400 kilometers a day, and reach a target of 400 meters a day, and reach a target of 91 kilometers you're walking. Over a pier, said, I can't do that. I've never walked in my life. Although I played soccer and I was butchered as a young man at 20 from those days they called the surgeon Mr. Stewart, and I could never play properly after that. So what happened? So I accepted the challenge, and outside my home there's a gated community. From one gate to the other, it's 170 meters. So my son took me out for the first walk. As I got halfway to the walk, I said, oh, I can't do this, the first lap. It's only about 85 meters. So then eventually I saw that the other gate at the other end, which another end was sort of 170. And slowly, as I got to the other gate, I said, oh, and then I slowly came back. So life's lessons is you've got to do everything one step at a time. Even when you're eating, you've got to be able to bite off and chew what you can, not to have a big load in your mouth. So that's life. And I'd gone, when I live in Hyde Park, so I'd gone from the first test walk would have been from my gate to the Hyde Park shop. I would never have achieved the goal.
Incredible.
The first step was too far. So in life, you've got to, it's like your radio station. Remember, Kathy, when you came to Sign Place years ago and you started the program, you have to take first one step at a time and go into it. And what happens in all endeavors, you mustn't be scared to be a failure, number one. And number two, you mustn't wait to do something in perfection. You've got to do it one day. You've got trial and errors. I'm sure in your station, you found a lot of things that you imagined was the blueprint of the program. You refine the program as you go on.
Absolutely.
That's life.
Absolutely.
Life is one step, and life's for the living. That's really one thing. A good friend brother passed away seven years ago, my wife 4 years ago. But life goes on. So my program is Life is for the Giving. And that was my motto of the program when I did my 90th birthday 18 months ago.
Incredible. So that's where you started this Keep the Wolf from the Door initiative. What is it?
Well, the mission statement of Keep the Wolf from the Door is basically to raise funds, but not to reinvent the wheel. We partner with organizations that are accredited organizations that can give a tax certificate, number one, and have the infrastructure to deliver, for example, now, to deliver food. We don't want to go into the operation of buying vans. So that we use organizations that are established, and we have to feed people. And it breaks my heart, the poverty that's going on, not only in the African community with the townships, but even in our own community, the Jewish community. And recently we decided, up to now, the program, look, first of all, Keep the Wolf from the Door is an initiative. The baby hasn't even been born yet. At the moment, we're planning for a 3-year program to raise a huge sum of money, and most of the funds we want to raise from overseas by creating type of operations that we don't have to beg people for funding. You know, we Jews are entrepreneurial worldwide, and it amazes me always that we don't have corporations or companies that we virtually own where the dividends flow to charity. It's hard to keep on asking the same people over and again because there's donor fatigue. But basically, our mission statement is to take up the Rambam slogan or tribute to him, is to give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. teach him how to fish and fish him for a lifetime. So we've partnered with two organizations, Afrika Tikkun, that have been doing it for 25 years, led by Mark Lubner, started by his father, Bertie Lubner, and also with Syria Kilkani, which is run by Dr. Michael Rudolph, that grow fruit on a farm given by the Johannesburg Council at the Ideas Valley Way. So our endeavor mainly is to raise funds and starting funds. So far, we've been very successful, reasonably successful, but we have discovered that you have to have a campaign of ambassadors asking for donors. And I don't call it a donor, I call it an investor. If you're investing in their life, for example, as I'm talking to you now, every 10 seconds, a baby in the world passes away. And this epidemic has reached such proportions that Mr. Beast, the chairman of the World Food Organization, said that a year prior to COVID, they fed 80 million people around the world. As the year progressed, they got up to 138 million people that they feed. And subsequent to that, they believe the number now is over 270 million people that are fighting for the next meal. And there are dozens of organizations helping the food organization. But what surprises me is that there isn't a major move worldwide that virtually, I would say, are putting a tax or a compulsory donation. So one of our programs we're going to do is we're going to put the word KWD, which stands for Keep the Wolf at the Door. And just anybody wants to donate, it's WWD, Keep the Wolf, KWDSA. Any amount. I mustn't stop using the word donate. It's investing in the future of a child, investing in the person in the home that can sustain the family. So lately also what we've done is I felt a little bit guilty that we weren't raising money to help our poor Jewish brethren. It's got frightening and shocking to understand how many calls and how many Jewish families are starved. Even people that were comfortable, usually middle class, their businesses collapsed. Because mostly 80 to 85% of the world live on a salary or a check coming once a week years ago, or now once a month from hand to mouth. So we have to create an endeavor and a program where we can feed everybody. So that's what we're doing at the moment.
Amazing.
So thank God that we Jews of philanthropic, there's dozens of little organizations that started raising money, little cans they call them, that feed people and raise money for this operation. And the main thing is what we really need to spread the word is to have ambassadors talking to others, creating like a domino effect, like what we do peer pressure on Facebook. One of the programs we're going to introduce is that you dominate. One person asks five, and each one of the five asks another five. Like growing an apple tree, one seed can grow one seed can multiply into seven times of apples.
Yeah.
So that's where we are at the moment. But
okay.
It's not an easy progress, but you've got to have patience, you've got to have persistence.
It takes time.
Persistence.
Yeah, advocacy programs definitely do take time. So you say that your two beneficiary organizations are Afrika Tikkun and Yad Aron, both fantastic organizations.
But Yad Aron, but the other one is Siki Yana, that grow. Our slogan is...
Oh, that's Professor Zeidel.
Farm out that Michael Rudolph, Dr. Michael
Rudolph. Yeah. Okay, amazing.
And so I'm also very fortunate. Love this incredible human venture.
Yeah.
They've been going for 25 years. Their annual income stream that they've raised money was about 110 million rand. And they do a great job of work.
Fantastic. Sally Kruk, wish you all the much success with it. And just keep going. I really am very, very proud of you.
Okay, thank you very much for
calling me. And you just have this amazing energy.
Just have a few words. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. And a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. Keep well.
God
thank
bless.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.